And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is all alone in our Washington, D.C. studio. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, I guess we're almost bi-coastal today. You're in St. Louis, and I'm holding it down here in D.C.
Lee, if you think we're bi-coastal, we might need to brush up on our geography. But thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hands down, this week, our stories about parenting got listeners talking, and our most spirited discussion online came following our mom's conversation about breastfeeding. Listeners logged on in a hurry, Michelle, after they heard the moms talk about whether it's better for the mom and the baby to nurse from the breast or from the bottle, and whether that decision is, quite frankly, anyone else's business. Now, a number of moms out there offered up their own experiences. First, here's Lisa.
My son was born 2 months premature, and I tried to breastfeed him, and I found that a lot of people were very harsh and unsupportive. They would tell me things like, if I really wanted to nurse my son, that I would be able to. And they would tell me that making milk was all a mental game, so that if I really would desire it in my mind, that I could make as much milk as I wanted to. And I found a lot of those comments to be really hurtful and unhelpful.
Well, thanks, Lisa. And Michelle, Kim posted to our blog saying that she has fond memories of nursing her daughter, who's now 8 years old. And here's what she had to say.
I breastfed my daughter, and I chose to do it for about a year. I have to say, it was a little awkward. I worked the night shift, and I pumped at work in an empty room, and that was not fun, but I would do it all again.
Thanks, Kim. Lee, I understand we got a lot of listener responses in our Behind Closed Doors conversation, where we talked about how a lot of adults are moving back home these days, rather to their parents' homes, after being knocked off their feet by the economy. Some of our listeners understood that decision and said hard times call for desperate measures. But one of our bloggers, Diane, believes in tough love.
A lot of men and women, too, no longer have any backbone or ambition because they always have that escape. Capable adults, in my opinion, don't stay or return to the nest. They look for ways to survive, which might involve a lot of hardship, but it can be done.
Okay, Diane, thanks for writing in.
And Michelle, we've got a couple of updates on our stories this week. On Tuesday, we checked in with two parents who had to keep their kids occupied after their schools temporarily closed because of swine flu. Now, soon after that conversation, the U.S. government eased guidelines on such school closures. Officials now say the virus is no more of a threat than the seasonal flu. Now, also, we have spoken several times about Iranian-American journalist Roxana Saberi. She's serving time overseas on charges of espionage. Now, Saberi went on hunger strike last month to protest her treatment by the Iranian government, but we're now told that the strike has ended, and she's also headed back before a judge. An appeals court has agreed to hear her case on May 12th.
Thank you, Lee, for that information. Finally, this weekend, as we all know, is Mother's Day. To mark the holiday, we have a special treat for listeners. A few NPR moms, along with Tell Me More's very own Alicia Montgomery, decided to sit down and share their thoughts on all things motherhood. Madalie Kasika of NPR's Morning Edition and Devar Ardalan of Weekend Edition talk about how working in the news business affects how they run things at home.
I think that maybe it's a function of being a producer is that I also try to produce my life. Sometimes I feel like I'm scripting my life, you know, and I will literally have in my mind sort of a running script of how the day is going to go.
You can hear the full discussion today on our website. Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. To tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or go to npr.org, click on Tell Me More, and blog it out.